You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to e-commerce radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we are speaking with Ranjit Mulgunkar, founder and CEO of DNA Response, a company that manages brands across marketplaces such as Amazon and eBay. Mulgunkar brings 25 years of executive management experience in internet e-commerce, payment processing, desktop publishing, and offshore development. Ranjit, a pleasure to have you with us today on e-commerce radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. Happy to be here.
And you're welcome. Thanks for joining us. So what is DNA Response and how do you work with brands or entrepreneurs with their businesses?
Sure. The DNA Response is a five-year-old company. I started a DNA Response after leaving Amazon in 2011. And we started the company to provide a turnkey full-service management and marketing of consumer products on Amazon, eBay, Sears, and other marketplaces like that. So today we partner with about 60 mid-sized product companies of all different categories, you know, anywhere from toys to exercise equipment to supplements to home appliances, etc. So what we do is we provide a turnkey pay-for-performance solution that includes marketing, fulfillment, support, and a whole bunch of other services all bundled into one turnkey solution. And the way we work is we take a percentage of sales that we generate as our fees, which is actually great because it is a variable cost model, and most of our customers love it because they can avoid paying the fixed cost of operations. Now, typically we work with companies that have some brand presence, you know, either it's social media or television advertising or print advertising, or maybe they have a presence in retail, or they have plans and budgets to build out a brand. You know, sometimes we take new products, but we make sure that they have some marketing muscle behind them for the brand to be recognized so that consumers can buy it on marketplaces and we can maximize their revenue.
Ranjit, what is the opportunity for product companies on online marketplaces like Amazon and eBay?
You know, the online marketplaces, let me just maybe define what a marketplace means. Marketplace is really a very large e-commerce site like Amazon and eBay that allows third parties to sell their products, and then they charge you a commission. So, for example, Amazon has 2 million third-party sellers, even more, who sell their products on Amazon, and Amazon will charge them a fee on every sale as they sell the product. The marketplaces are growing very, very fast, and you know, new marketplaces are coming in like Jet, and surprisingly, Walmart.com is also going to become a marketplace in the future. That means people will be able to sell their products on Walmart.com and get access to the Walmart's customers and make money. So the marketplaces opportunity is immense because really marketplaces are search engines. If you think about Amazon, if you go to Amazon, the first thing you do is search for something, right? So it's just like Google, except it's very specific to product. So the opportunity for brands to take advantage of the very large consumer base, I mean, Amazon has 250-plus million diehard consumers, and the opportunity is to get your products in front of those consumers, use the Amazon's platform and all the technology to help you promote your products. So the other reason why Walmart and other people are looking into becoming marketplaces, because in case where somebody is selling the product on marketplace, they are not really buying the product. Amazon is not buying your product. You are just putting your product on Amazon. So that allows them to offer unlimited products, unlimited number of products from, you know, over 2 million sellers, but they don't have to necessarily buy the product wholesale. The other opportunity, obviously, is places like Amazon have global presence. So our customers will be able to sell their product not only in the U.S., but Canada and all over Europe and even other countries where Amazon's opening up their operations.
Why can't product companies do this themselves? Get into that if you would.
Well, in theory, a product company can do what we do, but it requires a lot of dedicated resources, including technology. It also requires expertise. I mean, we built expertise over the years. As you mentioned earlier, I've been in e-commerce industry for 17 years. So it requires a lot of technology. For example, you need to be able to optimize for search. As I mentioned, the marketplaces are search engines. So just like you would do it on Google, you have to do it on Amazon so that Amazon can find your product through the optimization. You have to do paid advertising as well as promotions. You have to deal with customer inquiries, and you have to deal with the marketplaces who might ask you questions. And for all of that, you know, you really need a dedicated team and also use a lot of third-party tools and technologies that allow you to do things faster and without too much human intervention. So we've developed a lot of proprietary technologies of our own, and we also use a whole bunch of third-party tools in our platform. So that allows us to, you know, perform really good service, but at a minimal cost. And I think that's the reason many of our customers come to us and say, you know what, I'm a product company. My focus is building new products, introducing new products, getting my products into retail, and I don't really want to invest what it requires to manage the marketplaces. So that's how we partner with our customers and kind of become their team, in-house team, if you will. But that's the only thing we do is marketplaces. So that actually is a win-win for both parties.
Today we are joined by Ranjit Mulkunkar, founder and CEO of DNA Response, a company that manages brands across marketplaces such as Amazon and eBay, here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. How do you protect the brand, and what does a partnership look like here?
So one of the challenges, Eric, is that anybody can pretty much put a product on Amazon. So if you have a product, and I have the same product, both of us can go on Amazon and list our products. So in many cases, if you look in Amazon and then look at a product, it has a small blue link that also says also available for other sellers. And if you ever click that link, you will see sometimes 2 up to 50 different people selling the same product. So now what that means is everybody has to now compete on price in order to get a sale. That can be a very negative experience for a brand, because their MSRP might be $39, their MAP pricing might be $29, but you go on Amazon, you see the product for $11 or $12 or $15, and that can create a lot of issues in retail. So what we do is we control the price as a partner. Partnering with our clients, we can agree what the MAP price should be, and we always sell the product at or above the MAP. The other issue that you will also see, that third parties can list your product, and they can put any description they want. And as a manufacturer, you may or may not like the description that they're putting, because they have not really talked to you. You have no connection with them. What we do is we work with our clients, we work with their marketing departments, and we make sure all the description, the images, the features, the benefits are all can be supported by our brand manufacturer. So that way you can protect not only your brand, but you can also protect your pricing on Amazon, which in turn helps you protect your retail business.
Lastly, what is your top tip for companies selling on Amazon or other marketplaces?
Yeah, well, I have two suggestions. I mean, the first one, you have to build a brand. You can't just have an unknown product that has no brand recognition, no social media, no advertising, and put it on Amazon and expect it to sell a lot, because nobody's going to find it. So the suggestion number one is whatever brand you're building outside of Amazon is going to help you maximize your revenue on Amazon, because people would recognize the brand, they would be searching for your product. The second thing to do is, if you want to do this right, you really need to have a dedicated resource or a team. You need to acquire and license a lot of third-party technologies that you need to operate the platform. And, you know, if you don't have that, then you need to really look for a partner. And it could be somebody like DNA Response, but you need to partner with somebody that is specializing in this services, understand the technology, understand all the nuances, and is willing to work with you on a pay-for-performance model, so that, you know, you are paying the partner money only when you're generating sales. So everybody is goals are aligned. So those would be my two suggestions for anybody who has products, consumer products, that are thinking about getting on Amazon and selling them.
Very insightful and helpful information shared here today, especially from your expertise. I really appreciate it. Where can listeners get more information on DNA Response?
Sure. I mean, DNA Response, we are headquartered in Seattle. We have offices in Philadelphia, as well as we have a subsidiary in India. You can reach us at directly from our website, dnarespons.com, or you can email us at sales@dnarespons.com. You can also check us out on YouTube. We have some interesting videos and presentations, as well as examples of a lot of the products we carry. So we are on LinkedIn. We are on Twitter. We are on Facebook. We don't have a Facebook, but we are on LinkedIn, Twitter. And then, of course, you can contact us directly at sales@dnarespons.com.
Ranjit, once again, thanks for your time today and for joining us here today on E-Commerce Radio. All the best.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for inviting me and sharing my ideas with your audience. Appreciate it.
And you are more than welcome. We have been speaking with Ranjit Mulgunkar, founder and CEO of DNA Response, a company that manages brands across marketplaces such as Amazon and eBay. And for more information, simply visit DNAResponse.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.